Stocks, oil and cryptocurrencies have fallen sharply overnight in the US. The situation in the Ukraine and worries ahead of the US Federal Reserve announcement later this week are being blamed. The S&P 500 fell 2.4% in morning trading. The technology-focused NASDAQ stock exchange, that is down 2.7%, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average, that is down around 1.7%, and that is the seventh consecutive day of losses. Russian stocks and bonds also took a big hit, down more than 5%. The sell-off comes as the UK ordered some of its embassy staff to leave Ukraine, a day after the US ordered family members of its embassy staff to leave Kiev because of the risk that Russia would take significant military action. With us now is Peter Wells, a reporter with the Financial Times. Good morning, Peter.
Morning, Corin.
OK, this is a fairly sharp sell-off. Are we calling it a correction?
I guess technically, yes, it is. You know, those drops that you sort of mentioned earlier for the S&P 500, some of the other indexes on Wall Street, does put them into correction territory, which is typically defined as a drop of 10% from any peak that's been recently hit. So we've definitely sort of moved into that territory. Obviously, becomes a bit of a matter of how much further does it go, or do we start to see a bit of a recovery from here?
We have seen a lot of froth in markets over the last year, in particular in tech stocks, growth stocks. Is this something that was, I guess, anticipated would eventually happen?
I think definitely. For as long as people have been expecting the Federal Reserve to begin, or any central bank around the world for that matter, for as long as people have been expecting monetary policy to be tightened, in the exit from the pandemic, those tech stocks and, any of those other more speculative investments like the blank check companies like Bitcoin or any other sort of crypto assets, they're always going to be the ones that are going to come under pressure first because they benefit in a low interest rate, loose monetary policy environment. So, today, on the S&P 500, you've got the tech subsector of that index, down the worst. Obviously a huge amount of money's gone into that, in the past couple of years. Could be a few people who are just selling some of their winners, given they've done so well. But I think a lot of that is really down to the expectations of tighter monetary policy and the higher interest rates.
Just finally, Peter, obviously the Ukraine, the tensions are ramping up every day. Is the market trying to price in the possibility of some conflict here?
I think there's definitely an aspect of that at the moment. I was just sort of thinking back to the start of 2020, which obviously seems like such a long time ago now. And even in that very first week of January, there was a lot of concern that over here in the US we were going to go to war with Iran, and then it didn't end up even being the biggest problem for markets in the coming months and in the year ahead. So you can definitely see a little bit of that geopolitical concern that's starting to come in. We have probably for Europe big issues around gas supply, with Russia being a major supplier of energy into the continent. And then obviously that would sort of feed into inflation concerns over there. So you probably do have a few people who might be sort of pushing the sell button on some of those concerns that are happening, along the Russian-Ukraine border over there. But I think, as you said earlier, a lot of this still resting on what the Federal Reserve is going to do later this week and what they're going to say.
Peter Wells, thank you very much for your time. A reporter with the Financial Times. We'll have Giles on a bit later on for another update on those markets.